Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Ned Lerner, the CEO of Hero.live. Good afternoon, Ned. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. How about you, Mark?
I'm doing well. And is Excellent. That a turkey on your jacket there?
Yes, it is a turkey trot from my last race, my last running race. So I'm happy to say I finished.
That's good. And was that in the Bay Area?
Well, it was a virtual turkey trot, but yes, I went to Golden Gate Park and I ran for 10K.
So. Wow. Well, congratulations. That's about 9.5 more K than I can. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. So I've been doing this forever. I actually wrote the game that Electronic Arts based their IPO on in 1987 called Chuck Yeager's Advanced Flight Trainer. And that changed my life and started to hire people and did my first venture funded startup called Looking Glass Technologies. IVP and Matrix Partners, one of the CD-ROM companies. And then I did one of the first internet game companies called Multitude, appropriately, which did one of the first, what they call MOBAs, online battle arena. And then one of the first internet voice conferencing companies called FireTalk. And then spent a brief tour at Maxis working on this. And then 13 years at Sony PlayStation. So,
wow, you've been around. And I have to ask simulator, were you the developer of the flight simulator?
Yeah, if you go to the internet and you type in Chuck Yeager's Advanced Flight Trainer, you will see a picture of me on the back of the box. In the old days, nowadays they would need about 800 pictures, so that might not work anymore. But well, cool. Things were simpler back then.
Yeah, I can actually tell you that I use your product.
Thank you. Back, I appreciate it.
The 80s or 90s, right?
Yeah. I got my 12% royalty. So you know who got the good side of the deal.
Yes, we do. But hey, it got you started, right?
I have nothing but respect for those folks. Thank you. Yeah. We're still friends. So
that's good. Yeah. So tell us about Hero.live. It sounds like you've incorporated a lot of your history into bringing this company to market, right?
Absolutely. So I'm a big gamer and multiplayer gamer, and part of what makes multiplayer gaming fun is you're talking to your friends and coordinating. And after working it for PlayStation, I was like, hey, this is great for games. Why can't everybody do this? Why can't you hang out and watch stuff with your friends and talk instead of just play stuff with your friends and talk? So that was the idea. And it's been a journey to build it, but you can go to hero.live, H-E-A-R-O, and download iOS, Android, Mac, and Windows. So 3 years of work. Hope people like it.
Wow. So, and it's out there right now, right? So.
Yep. You perfect timing for a little interview. Yeah. We shipped everything basically about a month ago. So it's looking really nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Well, I encourage everyone to go out there and check it out. It sounds like fun.
And if you don't like it, just ping me on LinkedIn and tell me what I did wrong and I'll fix it. Promise.
There we go. You'll write the code personally.
Exactly. I'll just whip out my editor and just fix it right there for you.
You are still a developer?
I'm kidding. If you had asked me that 20 years ago, I could have done it. Nowadays, I need helpers.
Yeah, I've noticed the young kids they seem to be better at that now, because I actually coded in assembler back in the day. And
yeah. I much respect to you then. Yes. It's very different now. You need to know a lot, but a lot of what you do depends on what other people did before you. Where in the old days, there was no before. So the projects were much smaller and much simpler, but you had to do all the work yourself. So kind of a amazing change.
Yeah, it is kind of amazing. Yeah, where now you just pull something down. You just pull down a node module from the internet. And
part of your works. Right. Sometimes. Yeah. I hear no code is a big thing now too. It's like, how? Tell me about that, folks.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that one out. So you've been in business, I think you said, for about 4 years, right?
Yes. Hero is 4 years old.
And did you start out as a remote company because you offer remote services? Was your company remote? Have you had an office?
So we were co-working locally, but because San Francisco is so expensive, what tended to happen is we pay about as badly as every other startup. So the local people tended to disappear as they got much better job offers. And then the remote people, like in India and Korea, they tended to stick. So we've actually become as we've become sort of more and more distributed, because that's where we're finding the talent that we can afford.
Hmm. So do you even have an office anymore?
We were co-working, and since COVID, we have not. We've met one of the guys is actually another runner. So we have a running meeting once a week, but the other one, I'm waiting. I think they just reopened San Francisco for lunches. So I'll probably meet him for lunch next week, but yeah, it's pretty much all remote. And even when we were co-working, only the locals came and they didn't come that often. So we've been set up from day one for remote development.
Ah, very good. And I understand that problem in San Francisco. You bring them on board, you train them, and a year later, they're out the door. Yeah.
My saying is San Francisco is the world's greatest place to raise money and not the world's greatest place to spend the money you have raised. So I'm glad I'm here. I'm just...
This is true, and I know it very well. So what do you think is the future of remote employment then? Do you think a lot of development is going to go overseas like you're doing, or do you think, you know, you can see the people are leaving, the developers are leaving the Bay Area. There's no doubt about that.
So at Sony, I was part of, Sony's a big company and it's distributed through the world because it's in every country pretty much in the world. So even at Sony, one of my jobs was to make them better at working remotely because they had no choice. You know, they had offices all over and some of those offices were doing similar things and we needed a way to connect them all together to be more efficient. So that's a bit of my background. And when I started my own thing, I knew that we wanted to be set up from day one for remote for the reasons we're just discussing. And the tools have never been better between Slack and GitHub and, video conferencing, and all, you know, so you do miss out, the human connection, which I think is really hard for new people, for more experienced people. And even more so if you've worked with a person before it's easy, but bringing on somebody you don't know is harder, and bringing on someone who you don't know who needs like a lot of older over the shoulder, that I can't say I figured that one out yet. What I can say, which I think is interesting, is what we're considering and doing is like having a buddy system, that when we bring on a new person, they'll have a buddy, maybe forever. So again, trying to figure out how to do it.
Like kind of like a mentor, right?
Yeah. Like everyone's going to have, yes. You know, but even more so, like somebody who's like, they're literally responsible for them. So new people have a minder, more than, you know, not just here's your task and here's your, you know, here's your schedule, more like, you know, you two keep in touch all the time.
And I could, you know, could you imagine you just got out of college and all of a sudden you join this world of remote work, which is thrust upon people now. It's got to be hard. I mean, you and I have been working for a while, right?
All I can say is, I have two sons, one just graduated and one's still in and, you know, starting their job careers. And the first 6 months are so hands-on, you know, you need to know about everything. And it's, I think that's much harder to do when you're not shoulder to shoulder. So.
And I'll ask you another question then based on what you just said. Is one of your sons working for you or?
You know, they're both very talented. I highly recommend other people employ them. They both think working with dad would be a mistake, and they've managed to convince dad of that also. I have tried. I'm like, hey guys, this is a cool project. Come on.
I understand. Both my kids have engineering degrees and they both have jobs, which is good. But it's kind of like, I don't know, should I or shouldn't I? Because it's hard to break that parent-child dynamic, right?
We'll leave it there. Good. Go and make your own world, children, and don't let your dad drive you crazy. And in fact, maybe make you laugh. I think even though I'm older, I think I'm more less risk-averse. I've got the entrepreneurial personality type. It's like, that mountain isn't really that tall, is it? And my kid's not quite as crazy as I am. So
really, well, that's great. I mean, actually, credit to you.
I guess so. Well, I always say, call me back in 2 years. I'll let you know how it worked out. But yeah, one reason I'm confident though is I've been doing this for a while, and it's been good. Mm. Not perfect, but
yeah. And it's interesting. My daughter works for a very large company, which everybody has heard of, that rhymes with Google. And I think that's good. You should go out and work at a big company.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, what a great experience. So, yeah.
But I'm not allowed to tell the company she worked for. She told me. I didn't. So the pandemic, you know, it's been 10 months now, right? It hit everybody. How did it affect you? And you were already remote, you know, pretty much except for your running meetings.
Right.
You were, how did it affect you? Did it cause any challenges that you didn't expect?
So I'm going to give you a slightly long answer. So the pandemic hit and we're like, our message before the pandemic was that cell phones are causing people to be lonely and isolated because they spend so much of their day like staring into their phone instead of going out to places and meeting people and talking to people. And so we would already position ourselves as like as a antidote for social isolation. And then the pandemic hit and I was like, wow, this is going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. But that being said, we were going to go out with a March Madness watch parties where you could watch March Madness with your college buddies. And we were working like mad, and then they canceled March Madness. It's like, So we pivoted from live sports, which disappeared for months, to video on demand, and then spent the next 6 months adding Netflix and Amazon Prime and Disney Plus. Short term, shock. Long term, I think, the future is coming. It probably brought it ahead 5 or 10 years. And now we're talking to all sorts of companies who probably wouldn't have bothered talking to us because they didn't need a virtual live audience when they had a real live audience. Sure. So it's been a journey. But overall, we're one of the exceptions that we were already sort of trying to be a trend, you know, a future trendsetter. And then the future is like chasing us way faster than we thought it would. So.
Well, cool. And before we go, can you just explain what the user experience is with Hero.live?
I usually just explain it's a watch party. Actually, I don't think that many people have tried watch parties yet. So the very simplest is you're both watching the same thing and it's synchronized because what people used to do is they would tell their girlfriend or something or boyfriend, hey, let's watch Bridgerton on Netflix. Press the start button now and you go dink and then you'd be kind of watching together and you'd be like chatting on your phone and stuff. And that kind of works, but things tend to fall out of sync as soon as somebody pauses or there's a network glitch or something. And then the audio from the phone call and the audio from the TV kind of step on each other and you get feedback. So we've put that stuff all into one package so that one person controls, it's like a super remote control. One person controls everybody else's TV experience and then a high quality conference call with echo cancellation. So you just, this magic watch party. Hey, everybody shows up, click start. We're all in sync, talk all you want. So the way I usually describe it, it's like a virtual couch. Yeah, everybody sits in the couch, turns on the TV, boom. You can change the channels, change the volume. People can jump, leave the couch, join the couch. Very, very simple. And really, really works. So
cool. And as we know, there is a pretty big football game coming up in about 10 days, right? Will that be a big event for you?
I hope so. Yeah, we support CBS. So you'll be able to watch the Super Bowl in a watch party in Hero. And what we what we need to do is tell people to try it. So I don't have,
a good one.
Yeah, if you know anybody who can get the message out to a few million fans, please let me know. That would be helpful.
And I'm a big hockey fan, so I will talk.
You'll to my You'll do your part when the day comes. Thank you.
Well, it's appreciate here. It. Hockey's here now. They're playing. They're playing right now. They've played about 6 or 7 games. So I'm a big Buffalo Sabres fan. Maybe I'll call some of my friends back in Buffalo and we can watch the game.
Give it a shot. I'm more basketball, especially when the Warriors were hot, which not so much last year. Mm-hmm. But Warriors games. We've pretty much got TV sports covered. So great. If it's on TV, you can probably watch it on Hero.
Great. I will try it.
You do need a cable TV account, though. It's not free. It's if you've already paid for it, it's no extra charge. But yeah, you'll need a Infinity or Comcast or YouTube TV, some way of watching the channels, and then we set up the party on top of them.
Okay, well, and I have DirecTV, so will that work?
I should have it. I believe so. Okay. I was like, is that on the list? I think so.
I would think probably. So. It's pretty big. Well, it's AT&T.
Yeah. So. In fact, yes. Sorry. Yeah. Just couldn't remember. Yeah. I have an AT&T other thing, but yeah.
Ubers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Ned, this sounds like a great product. I actually am looking forward to trying it. Unfortunately, my team will not be in the Super Bowl, but maybe next year, maybe I can watch it with all my friends.
We'll get another chance like us.
Yes. Wouldn't that be great? San Francisco versus Buffalo next year in the Super Bowl.
I'll take it.
And you and I can watch it on your product.
That's right. That's right. No cursing. Right. Gotta keep it clean.
I know. So, right. Well, Ned, thanks for your time today. It's been great and good luck. And hopefully things go great in the Super Bowl. Hopefully you get millions of people that sign up for your product.
Thank you. Much appreciated. A pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Same here. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye.